I've been on the coast, Rob, 20 years. I don't ever think I've heard the story that Caitlin in the newsroom has been covering. No ambulances yesterday to take people who called to hospital on the Central Coast. He's an intensive care paramedic from the Australian Paramedics Union. We've got Brett Simpson with us this morning.
G'day, Brett.
Good morning, Brett.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Mate, not too bad. This is catastrophic.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no sugarcoating it. It is an absolute disaster for New South Wales ambulance at the moment, and especially for areas outside Metro Sydney like the Central Coast and Greater Newcastle area.
When people rang yesterday to get an ambulance, and I'm assuming that there would have been calls, what was said to them?
Mate, not a lot, I would imagine. I'm very sorry, but, you know, we don't currently have ambulances available for you. We had what I've never seen before at about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, zero ambulances in the entire Central Coast, zero ambulances in the Greater Newcastle area. And it was the same in the Illawarra, and we only had 8 ambulances covering Sydney Metropolitan. So simultaneously at one time, it's just a disaster.
Brett, why?
Look, there's a couple of factors leading into it. Obviously, we've got some staff off with COVID and sick leave, not being able to attend the workplace. But other things, you know, like New South Wales Ambulance has one of the lowest paramedic to population ratios in the country. And it's been that way for a long time. We're also one of the worst funded ambulance services in the country as well. So for us on the front line, it's no surprise that this is happening, but unfortunately for the community, it becomes a very real situation for them when they call 000 for an ambulance and they wait for hours.
You're at your absolute most vulnerable when you need an ambulance. So what do you suggest people do if you're in a position where you need an ambulance? You might have a car accident. You might have dropped to the floor on your knees and your heart's, you might be giving birth. What are people supposed to do now if they feel they need an ambulance?
Yeah, look, you should still always call 000 in a medical or life-threatening emergency. That is always the advice that we give. Generally, what will happen is all calls get triaged by our amazing dispatchers and call takers in our call centres. And basically, crews will be diverted from other emergencies for higher priorities. So we will always do our best, but ultimately, if your problem is not life-threatening or a huge emergency, you need to think about sourcing some other avenues of care like a GP or a medical centre or a pharmacy or something like that.
Brett, who can fix this problem?
Look, I would like to say the Health Minister and I would like to say the Premier, but based on what we've seen from them, you know, with our demands for action, I have very little faith that they can actually fix these problems. You know, they've employed 300 extra paramedics since the start of the year, apparently, and I can tell you that it has made zero amount of difference to our ability to respond to emergencies. And in fact, with the flu season, things are only going to get worse, and our poor nurses and doctors in our hospitals are copping it even worse than we are.
So can we call for help from overseas? Or do we not have the people in Australia to cover these roles? Or is this something that we can fix with training?
Yeah, it's definitely not an overnight fix, and bringing people in from overseas is definitely difficult because, you know, there's very strict conditions on, you know, what qualifies as a paramedic here in Australia. What I can tell you is that for over a decade now, we've been calling for increases in staffing, increasing in funding, and it's, you know, we've had a few little bits here and there, but ultimately the ambulance service is now in crisis based on over a decade of inaction by multiple state governments. But we really need Dominic Perrottet to come to the table and negotiate and fix these problems.
Brett, so you can't ring for a doctor on the Central Coast. I tried to get my boy in when he injured himself at work, rang 10 doctors, couldn't get in. Go to the hospital, you have an 8-hour wait. You can't ring an ambulance. I know it's drastic, but could the Army help out with their medical division?
Look, basically, we're at the point where any help we can get is would be really welcome. But ultimately, what we need is these short-term fixes aren't helping. We can't keep putting Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids. We need complete systematic reform of the entire ambulance service and the health system's emergency departments. because these problems are not going away, and they will continue to escalate and deteriorate unless some serious funding and reform happens.
God, the state government got to pull their finger out, don't they?
That's a much more diplomatic way than I would probably be putting it. But yeah, absolutely, guys. Yeah, 100%.
Seriously. Like, you think the people today who are not feeling well, you go, what do? As you said, you have a car accident. As you said, they give priority.
Do you do? And, well, in the meantime, I guess to everyone in the public, please be kind
and
to
patient.
The paramedics
yeah.
that you do see, because the fact that they're not there on time is not their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, it is, we understand that it's highly stressful and distressing for our patients. We know that, you know, if Nana's been laying on the ground for 5 hours with a fractured hip, you know, she's going to be sicker when we get there. You know, chest pains waiting all this time, they're going to be sicker. So we are doing our best, and we will give 110% for all of our patients, but we do ask the community to please be patient with us and, you know, take it easy on us when we get there eventually.
And in light of what happened yesterday, no ambulances available to take people to hospital on the Central Coast. Will that be repeated today?
Look, more likely than not. You know, it's called a Status 3 emergency declaration, which means that demand has completely outstripped the ability for ambulance to respond appropriately to those calls. And that's been happening on the Central Coast most weekdays for the last few weeks now. So, yeah, look, we do expect it to happen again today, and it will probably happen again tomorrow and the day after and the day after that. So
where are the three ambulances that were here a month ago?
Mate, that's it. You know, like, we're just not seeing the investment that we need to fix the problem. So we've got industrial action continuing up until the state budget to hopefully get the Premier to the table to negotiate some real fixes. But, I've got to be honest, I'm not confident in their ability to fix this crisis appropriately.
Mate, thanks for... I don't know what to say. Just bloody test. Stay well.
Push as hard as you can,
yeah,
Brett.
Yeah, yeah.
And
make
go
sure
well.
You do. From the Australian Paramedics Union, Brett Simpson, intensive care paramedic, thanks so much for updating us and keep us informed. Brett?
No worries, guys. Take it easy.